T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Later, we're going to talk about what we should have done.
Oh, my God.
This morning.
I feel so bad.
To not be a bad person.
You're not a bad person.
You just...
I think I'm responsible for a missing dog.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't get their dog back, that maybe is your fault. Because you had the opportunity to intervene.
I did.
And you didn't. But I don't think I would have either.
I think most people would not have.
But...
I think most people would have just been like, oh, wait, it ran that. I'm not going to get it. Oh, God.
Yeah. So we'll get to that. We'll let you all be judge and jury.
Yeah, I want to thank my parents for sending me to a Catholic school.
For the guilt?
For the first 4 years of my... Yes. Mm-hmm. I will never have... Not have the... And it's ironic with Catholics because we have the whole confession thing.
Yeah.
You feel guilty, just go to confession.
Yeah, just go do that today.
Ah.
You have time later.
I don't know. I think even the priest is going to be like, you what?
You're a horrible person.
Bro. Like, Joel, not cool.
The idea of we're going to confession is funny to me. I don't know why.
Can I tell you something? The first time we had to do first confession in grade school, and it's a whole thing in parochial schools. It's a big deal. Like, you go to your first confession, they teach you everything. I got stage fright, or I don't know what the equivalent. It was drawing a blank. But, like, they were like,
what? I haven't done anything bad.
I literally couldn't think of anything I'd done. I was like, 8 years old. What have I done? I've held up a bank.
They didn't teach you, like, here's what you say if you don't.
They said, like, just try to remember anything that you've done recently that you feel bad about.
You're like, I don't feel
and
bad about anything.
I genuinely think it was a budding narcissistic take, but I was kind of like,
I'm good.
What do you mean? I don't feel bad about anything. I'm amazing. And went to the confession and everything. I'm sitting there with the priest, and he's like, so I don't know how the back and forth works anymore because it's been forever. But yeah, he asked me what I was there to confess, and I was like,
nothing.
But I got
forced
nothing.
To be
I
here.
Got nothing. I was like, I guess I could be nicer to my mom or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Said that I could be.
That's
more,
what I said. But but even then, I was like, but that was BS. Like I was always nice to my mom.
Is it lying to a pat or a preacher?
Priest. Yes,
isn't that like rule number one of like things you're not supposed to do?
Well, I didn't lie.
He was lying.
I was just like, I guess I could be nicer. I could be a better person. But it's true. It's asking an 8 year old, like, what evils have you done? Like, I crossed the street without looking both ways one time. I don't know.
In the meantime, other kids are sitting in there forever.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, like, why is Timmy in there so
long? My soul is so heavy. Why?
What's he been doing?
All right. It's time for unpopular opinions. These are from you guys. 913-586-7798. And by the way, I sort these by actual unpopular opinions. They have to be legitimately unpopular.
Yes.
If you just go like, Nickelback sucks, it's not an unpopular opinion. Everybody says that. If you're just bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not enough. So here we go. From the text line 913-586-7798. Audiobooks should count as reading. Rewatching rewatching something over and over again is not the same as reading an audiobook. So they're basically saying, like, binge watching a TV show is not the same as just listening to a book. So it should be considered reading.
Okay. I think we're talking about two different things.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say. Maybe those are two different ideas.
Yeah, I feel like we're talking about two completely different things. They got glommed together.
So let's talk about audiobooks first. Does that count as reading a book?
I think it does. I think I
do too.
We can use a different verb, consuming a book. I don't know, that's not a good verb. But, you know, you're
it's not reading with
your
eyeballs.
You're taking the content in.
But if you were blind and somebody read a book to you, you're still absorbing the book. You're appreciating it.
Some people are more, audible is not the word I want, but they take stuff in
auditory based.
More so than sight based. Yeah. So I think that totally counts.
That's why we read books to children.
Yes. So they can start to learn.
Right. So they can start to consume information.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get the binge watching part of that, but yeah,
I think the binge watching part was saying it's better than, like, listening to an audiobook is better than just binge watching a show over and over again.
Well, yeah, because you're just watching the same thing, but it has different benefits. That's on our list. Don't we have something on our list today about binge watching?
Yeah, we do.
It's more, it's comforting.
Binge watching is good for you.
Binge watch for comfort. Yeah. That one was easy.
Group workouts are for lazy people who can't get motivated to do anything on their own.
I have so many problems with that sentence. If you are doing a workout, by definition, you are not lazy. Why are you lazy only if you do it with other people?
You know, I think that this is the problem. You're not self-motivated. That's not lazy, but that's not lazy.
Yeah, you're just motivated by something else.
Right. That's fine. Like, you can be motivated by something that isn't, I need to get off the couch,
like,
for myself.
Sheer will.
If you just like hanging out with people, and if you have a power walking group or something like that you're in, or I get my exercise by walking my kid to school and back, and then I just kind of hike a little bit more around my neighborhood.
Or if you like the classes, I mean, in COVID, this is what we all, you know, people did their YouTube videos and stuff. You're still moving your body. Who cares of what's motivating you?
No, it's not exercise, because I take my dog for a walk. So that's wrong, because that's group exercise, I guess, right? That would be wrong.
No, that's fine. Nah, you are moving your body.
Nah, it's not good enough, because I'm doing it for him.
Well, okay. But you're also doing it for you.
Detox diets are... This is bordering on unpopular, though. Detox diets are total nonsense. You're just paying $15 to get diarrhea.
I'm not a doctor. I don't want to.
I don't want to weigh in on that one. I will say this about diets and losing weight. I don't trust any diet that's like, you don't have to exercise with this. Were they actively encouraging you not to exercise?
Well, but a nutritionist and experts would tell you, in fact, my doctor just said this to me, that, like, and especially as you get older, 80% of losing weight is what you put in your, is nutrition. And very little of it is actually about working out.
I agree with that. But the reason I don't trust when somebody says this diet's great, don't worry about exercising, is because you are going to lose a lot of weight, but you're also going to lose muscle mass.
Correct, right. And that's going to bring the number on the scale down more because muscle weighs more. Yeah.
The point of exercising is you can maintain that muscle mass while also losing just the fat.
It's also good for you for other reasons.
You should. I'm currently going through that right now, where it's harder for me to lose weight because I've actually been walking 5 miles a day. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is that I'm not losing weight as quickly as I used to when I just was doing calories in, calories out, because I'm maintaining muscle mass.
And we're getting older and it's harder.
Yeah, that's true.
It just is.
Yeah. If only your body had organs specifically designed to get rid of the bad things in you.
Listen, I don't know, like the kidneys. I don't think anybody's ever pissed me off on air more than you did yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
This dude gets out. He's like, hey, here's a hot take. I'm tired of eating so much all the time and not gaining weight.
Well, hold on.
And he wasn't fired as a result of that comment?
Alan wasn't in his office, but I did get up and go talk to him.
Oh, okay. He just got here a little bit ago.
That's not worth it.
I think you added part of that. We were talking about metabolism, and I said I'm just tired of having to eat as much, and I wish my metabolism would slow down. That's what I said.
So that is absolutely no better than what Weir said you said.
You just said it. What I said in a different way.
Whatsoever. Oh, you poor baby. You're tired of getting to eat whatever you want and, you know, still be at the same weight. Oh, poor thing.
I just wish that I could consume like a gray ooze for my quality calories every day and just be done with it.
You can. It's called, Soylent?
Soylent.
You can do that. Soylent. If you don't enjoy eating, Soylent is a thing that you can.
That sounds like a disease.
No, it's a it was a thing.
It is a thing. It's basically like a multivitamin, but it's a goo that you eat every day.
Yeah,
it's ugh.
You just get all your calories in one.
All right. Here's a genuinely unpopular opinion. Domino's pizza is better than most mom and pop pizza shops. Domino's makes a perfect pizza. The Brooklyn style is amazing. And I say I say this as someone from the Northeast. I've had Domino's Brooklyn style. It's basically New York style. So it's flat and stretchy. It's not great. Their pizza isn't dripping with grease. The toppings don't fall off when you're trying to eat it. And the garlic crust is amazing. It may be fake pizza, but it's my go-to. By the way, saying you're from the Northeast and saying I'm some kind of pizza aficionado. Nah, that's not. I don't follow that logic.
No, I lived
in the Northeast and the pizza was god awful.
Yeah.
Because if you live in New England, the pizza's bad. They put cheddar in the cheese. It's bad. The sauce is too much of that. New York style pizza is pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it thin. I like the foldable.
But the fact that you're saying Domino's is better than mom and pop places just means that you're not exposed to good pizza where you're living.
Right.
That there's not, where you specifically at, the mom and pop places might suck. That doesn't mean that's true universally.
Or you've only ever eaten at that one place for pizza.
Yeah.
Which is the one that does the garlic sauce? Is that Papa John's?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Garlic cheese sauce?
Yeah. No, it's just like, is there cheese in it or is it just like garlic? It's like this little tub of garlic sauce. Okay. So I couldn't tell you last time I had Domino's then. Okay. I have no clue.
Well,
I told you about my little Caesar's experience.
The last time I had Domino's was when I lived in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because they're not wrong. A lot of the pizza, mom and pop pizza places there just didn't taste good. Domino's was kind of better than them, but not much better. It wasn't like, oh, thank God, Domino's. We're like, I guess if we want pizza, we'll just go there.
Quentin, do you feel bad? Oh, no. I could eat a whole pizza from Domino's and still.
and
I'd lose weight, not gain
weight. I could eat a whole pizza and drink beer afterwards.
And lose weight that way. Oh, my life is so hard.
I think feel that Domino's gets a hard rap for their like early 2000s. You know, cardboard pizza, but they like switched up. Like I like Domino's. So
do you want a weird, another food one?
Yeah.
Another food unpopular take.
Yeah.
Pickles ruin any sandwich.
Well, that's just not true.
There's nothing worse in the fast food experience than ordering a sandwich without pickles and getting pickles anyway. They are rubbery circles that taste like salt.
Where's Sam Stevie right now?
See,
I know he's here because I saw him go into the studio.
You mean Big
Sam
Pickle?
Stevie loves pickles. Loves that.
See, you're running into
a little bit of a problem. Sam, can you come in and talk?
Because I personally don't like pickles. I don't hate them.
I like them.
They're fine,
yeah.
But I don't prefer them. Having said that, oops. Hey, it's Sam Stevie, everybody.
Sam Stevie's coming in. He's going to pull up a mic because we have somebody. We have pickle talk, and we need your help with the pickle talk.
So we're doing unpopular opinion. Somebody said that pickles ruin any sandwich they're on.
Oh, no. Pickles are quite literally a gift from the gods. I eat them every single day.
Every
do you eat them on
day?
Stuff?
Yeah, I'll
side?
Have them on a sandwich. I'll even have them on a pizza.
Do you do that pickleback thing? Like you do a shot of pickle juice?
I've been known to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After you like
what,
work
is that
out.
Tequila? What do you?
No, I don't think it's an alcohol thing, right? Isn't it? Or is it?
Well, you can pick whatever alcohol you want to do. The idea is you do a shot of the alcohol. The pickle the chasing of the pickle juice.
This was like a trend years ago when football players did have cramps on the field. Mm-hmm. They'd go off and then do like a shot of pickle juice.
Huh. No, so I start
supposed
every
to help with cramping.
I do start every single day with a concoction that includes pickle juice. Yes, the main ingredient is pickle juice.
Well, remind me, what's the health benefit to the pickle juice?
Antioxidants.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do tomato juice, apple cider vinegar, pickle juice, lemon and lime juice.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you could just have Bloody Mary.
Pretty much.
That'd be more
minus
fun.
Minus the vodka. Yeah.
Antioxidants is just the catch-all for... why is it healthy? Antioxidants.
It is.
That's why.
Prebiotics and probiotics.
No, right,
those are the other big ones.
Because nutrition. That's
so do they ruin sandwiches?
Oh, absolutely not. They elevate sandwiches to a whole new level. Now, depending on the sandwich, depending on the quality of the bread, the moistness of the pickle can ruin the sandwich. Because if my sandwich
placement
falls apart, I'm not
important.
Having a good time.
That's a good one.
It needs to go in the
I'm
middle.
Weird. So I actually don't like pickles, but I don't, if I go through a fast food place, I don't order my sandwich without pickles because I like, first of all, I like it, the challenge of sort of going through and getting the pickles out. I don't know. I'm weird. But also, I like the taste of the pickles. This is weird. I don't like texture.
Wait, what?
I like they are. They're rubbery.
You like the pickle flavor.
I like
just
the flavoring.
Not the
I don't like the pickle itself.
You know, so you don't like restaurant pickles because a good crispy pickle, nice pickle is
crispy. A classic pickle is fine. Yeah, but like
Quentin, save that.
I like a big, thick pickle, like just crispy, with full of seeds.
And do you like it whole or do you like it quartered on the side? Sometimes the quartered on the side is good. And then, more importantly, I'm a big fried pickle girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I think fried pickle spears are dramatically better than fried pickle chips. I will die on the hill of that.
The spears can be soggy, though. It depends on how you prep it.
Well, so can the chips, though.
That's fair. Anyway, I got to go finish my pickles.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, like if I order a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I will order it with the pickle, open it up, pull the pickle off, and it tastes better to me than if I order it without pickles.
So you perhaps need to make your own pickles. That way they're crispy.
Maybe. And just bring them with me everywhere like a weirdo.
Yeah, just
like that
guy. Add them. Because it's easy. Cucumber, mm-hmm. sliced cucumber, and then a jar with vinegar and sugar and however else you want to pickle them. And then you'll have them be crisp and not soggy in the middle.
I'm not doing that, but
I didn't think so, but it seemed like a good idea.
My current system is fine. 913-586-7798. Coming up, would you give a tip if you didn't get service? Some hotel chains are actually expecting that. We'll talk about that next time.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Gary Leff from View from the Wing, who often finds these little bad things that are happening. People will tell him and we'll send him receipts and send him pictures all the time of stuff that they're noticing when it comes to travel. And one of the things that he found out about was a Hyatt hotel in Rapid City, South Dakota, that apparently isn't doing housekeeping. And that happens a lot now. You have to ask for it. They used to just be included.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. If I'm staying there, I don't need it.
I want it.
You want it?
Yes, because I'm on vacation. And I want somebody else to make my bed.
That's fair. If you're there for like 4 or 5 days.
No, if I'm there for one.
For one day?
Yes. Oh,
screw that.
I don't need them coming in my room. I'm just checking out the next morning. But if I'm there for more than one night, yes, I want them to come make the bed, put new pillows, like fluff the pillows up, take the towels. That I stayed in a hotel because I got very bougie about my hotels while I was gone. 4 out of 5 had balconies overlooking the water. One of them like put chocolates on my pillow. They came in, they did like that evening service where if you're out for a couple hours in the evening, they come, they check and they turn your bed down and they put the chocolates on the pillow and stuff like that. And they don't ask for tips anywhere because it's not expected there.
The European culture. Yeah. They actually pay people a living wage. It's a crazy idea.
In this case, though, there was a sign from this Hyatt place suggesting a minimum tip of $5, but going up to $15 when the property is not doing daily housekeeping. So they want you to tip even though you're not getting anything. This is exactly like being asked to tip when you walk up to fast casual restaurant and when order your own stuff.
Or when you're just doing carryout and they ask you to tip. Yeah, well, you can leave a tip. No, no, no.
100% of your tip goes to the staff, they say. Well, I would assume so.
Okay, why would We've had this discussion before. What occupations is tipping expected? Those occupations typically, no pun intended, are ones where you're rewarding them for better service.
Which in that case, we should tip before they give the... You're either...
Yeah, to motivate them?
Yeah, either want to incentivize...
Here's five now, maybe five later.
Or you have gone out of your way... And so I'm going to tip you for that. You've gone above and beyond.
But it's this, what is that called? The snake that eats its own tail. Ouroboros, I think is what it's called. Where, okay, if I have to spend more money to tip you, then I have less money. And what am I expecting? Am I expecting tips?
Right.
Am I expecting
for my job? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's set up a Venmo for the show. You can tip us if we had a good segment. Like, come on. It's just getting ridiculous and it's out of hand. And the idea of tipping for something you're not even getting now, what, out of guilt?
Usually. Or people think you're supposed to. I think a lot of people think, they're asking me, so I must have to do this.
Yeah.
You get stressed immediately. You're like, oh, okay, I'll do the 15% or whatever. He also mentioned that there's a Marriott that wants you to tip the front desk staff at check-in. Hmm. So there's a, and that's not even for them to give you other things. If you're asking for an upgrade and they give you the upgrade, okay, that's one thing. Or
isn't that bribery at that point?
Well,
yeah.
No, it's thank you for going above and beyond and getting me this thing. When I was the last night that I stayed in Croatia, again, I got bougie about it. I wanted, again, seaside balcony, and they gave me one that was on the second floor. Mm-hmm. I got to it and it was a big room, but it was on the second floor. So I had all these bushes on the other side of my balcony and I couldn't see anything. And I thought, am I going to try to remedy this or am I just going to sit here and be really annoyed about it? So I called the front desk. I'm super charming about it. I'm sorry to bother you. I don't want to be that person. Do you by chance have any other room on a higher floor? It doesn't have to be a lot higher. It can be a smaller room. I just want a better view. And they did it. They did. They had a room on the fifth floor and they sent a guy to come and meet me with the new keys so that I didn't have to go down and switch keys out and stuff. And I tipped that guy €5 because that saved me going to the front desk and dealing with it.
I was just thinking, it's funny that there's a stereotype about, you know, Americans traveling, the ugly American, all that stuff. When we're the ones giving you money.
Yeah.
Like we're giving you tips. Like you would think
we're tipping you more than anybody else because we think we're supposed to.
Because we think we're supposed to. Like where is that? You know where the stereotype comes from? It's from Canadians pretending to be Americans. That's what it is.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Giving our country a bad name.
Their Hyatt is asking you to tip staff for just, and they're asking you for that tip before you even see the room to see if you like their level of housekeeping.
Yeah.
Maybe after.
Yeah.
Not before.
I don't know. It's just the tipping culture thing. I'm sure it's not a coincidence that we're expected to tip more. At the same time, we're seeing more wealth disparity than ever in this country, where billionaires are making more and more money. And for some reason, everyone else is expecting a tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's weird that, like, the wealth allocation isn't as evenly distributed as it used to be in the 50s, even. And we're like, oh, yeah, but you know what? If you want to really help somebody out, tip. I remember the first time I was on an Amtrak train, and literally the guy was standing, it was a bartender, and I just asked for water. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, and he, like, literally poured a little thing out of a jug of water, handed it to me, and then pointed at the tip sign. And I was like, I did more work standing here. Why would I tip you for water?
I like that they pointed at it.
Yeah, pointed at it. I was like, no.
Wow. No. That's this has gotten out of way, way, way out of control. Again, if you're giving me more of something, fine. I will happily tip you if you are going out of your way. Again, the guy that met me at the new room and traded my keys and carried my luggage for me. You save me a major headache, and I appreciate it. But otherwise...
But if you're not getting anything from it...
No.
Like, Hyatt is expecting you to tip for room service you didn't even get.
15%!
Or not even room service, but yeah.
But for room service that you haven't...
Yeah.
You haven't asked for.
Is it room service if they're cleaning room? Housekeeping. That's what I meant, not room service, yeah.
Yeah.
So room service, I guess you would tip, but I don't even know.
Do I tip? I couldn't tell you the last time I got room service.
Like, I'm sorry, but in a country that is increasingly getting more and more hostile, we shouldn't expect your paycheck to come from the generosity of people. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. And people must do it they wouldn't put the sign up.
Oh, yeah.
We must feel pressured into doing it. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
I read a story about a guy who has an app and... It was a subscription-based app, and it did really well for a while, and then it just fell off the face of the earth. Like, it failed, and no one else used it. And he still made millions of dollars every year off of the app because people just forgot to cancel their subscription.
Oh, that,
it was like $2 that gets rolled into their Google bill or their Apple bill or whatever, and they just forgot to unsubscribe or whatever. And so he still makes millions of dollars even though the app doesn't even work anymore.
Do you use Patreon? Are you still using that as a source? So, most of the time I have my stuff together when it comes to the finances, but I am still paying $4 a month to a Patreon for a podcast.
God bless you.
Right? that I think I listened to one time after a breakup because that's what the guy specialized in.
I'll tell you
and
something.
I'm still paying it.
Having done that, there's nothing more dehumanizing than when maybe you haven't been up on the posting as much as you would like to as a contributor or a creator. And then you post something and then you lose subscribers because all you did was remind people.
They remember.
Yes. I was like, oh, that's right. Because they got a notification saying you posted something. Like, oh, I've been meaning to cancel that subscription. That guy sucks.
I also have no idea how to cancel this now because it just shows up as a charge on my credit card, but I don't listen to it. I guess I could find him, but he's on a different platform now. I guess I could just go to Patreon and cancel it there.
Cancel it.
I guess I'd have to find him.
I mean, you can't do that if you... subscribe to mine, but yeah, other ones, anybody else's you can cancel.
And it adds up, you know, $4 a month. That's your coffee every day. You could be getting your coffee from Starbucks for that.
For what am just I? $4 close. A day. All right, 913-586-7798. Speaking of online stuff, age verification is driving people to shadier and shadier porn sites. Is that really a shock to anybody?
And we have to talk about you being a bad person.
Well, yeah, I thought we were doing that at one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We can do it later. Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Staff meeting on there.
We'll talk about it coming up on midday.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy lunch hour. Do you want to talk about this now or you want to wait?
We can talk about it now. Okay. So I had a fun thing happen this morning. I was walking my son back from school and just kind of being in my thoughts, enjoying the beautiful weather, 62 degrees
or so. Solving the world's problems.
Just thinking of whether it's worth solving the world's problems anymore. Just letting you guys try to figure it out on your own. And this little white dog ran up about 10 feet in front of me, okay, the sidewalk, like ran up to the sidewalk, looked at me, started barking. And I was like, hi, buddy, how you doing? Very small, little white dog. And it kind of, it looked a little dirty, like, you know, okay, a little muddy. And I went over to him and he was still barking at me, kind of put my hand down near him. And he like ran back and
like
looked
ran
back
away
at me. Yeah, ran away into like this yard, mid-yard area between two houses and looked at me and kept barking. And I was like,
trying to talk to you.
Are you trying to show me somebody?
Yeah.
Is Timmy stuck in the well? And so I took a step towards him thinking he didn't have a collar on. This wasn't like an area where they would have an invisible fence or something like that. And even if they did have an invisible fence, didn't have a collar on.
Right.
So I was like, okay, this dog's lost. And so I took a step towards him and he bolted into somebody's backyard.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, okay, he's either going home or that's somebody's backyard. And then I thought about it for about 30 seconds or so. And I was like, I'm sure it's fine. And then kept walking.
Yeah.
Because something I have a tendency to do in a lot of situations, and I'm working on this and getting better at it, is catastrophizing things and assuming worst case scenario. Yeah. So in my head, the worst case scenario was, oh, this poor little guy's lost. And if I don't do something, he's going to die or he's going to get run over, or he's small enough, he could get picked off by a hawk or something.
Yeah.
And if I don't do something, oh my God, he's going to die. And then the other catastrophizing part kicked in where I was like, if I chase him into somebody's backyard, they're going to open the door and blow my brains out.
You are going to be shot.
I'm going to be shot for being in somebody's backyard trying to get this dog.
Yes.
So those two parts warred together. And I went, at the end of the day, the dog didn't have a collar on.
Right.
I wouldn't even know what to do if I got it. If I caught it, you know, what am I supposed to do? Start knocking on everybody's front door?
Bring him
here.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, bring him into work. Let him be our third chair or fourth chair here.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of shrugged and walked home, hoping that the dog would be okay.
And you thought nothing of it. Didn't tell me about it. Didn't think about
it. Nothing of it until about 35 minutes ago. I got a notification. I have a Ring doorbell. And when you have one of those, there's like a whole, the neighborhood basically can communicate. If you see this, these people are going door to door. The porch pirate, look out for this. A lot of them are lost dogs and lost cats.
Mm-hmm.
So notification comes up, lost dog. And I was like, oh, God, this isn't the same dog.
There's no way.
There's no way
there's
it's the
no
same
way
dog.
It's the same dog. That sure dog
enough,
was home.
Sure enough, it's. Let's see if I can have it in front of me.
Yeah, because the look on your face, I was so like, upset. What's going on?
Missing Yorkshire Terrier named Max.
Couldn't be the same one.
He is microchipped. Yeah. I don't know how many Yorkshire Terriers are running around loose. So it was obviously that one.
And you had the opportunity to save him.
I could have saved him.
And you did nothing.
And I did nothing. And I feel really bad about it. Mm-hmm. But I honestly don't know what I should have done.
913-586-7798.
Yeah.
If you're in that situation.
Sure.
Because your options are do nothing or go onto someone's private property.
Right.
Which I'm not doing.
People are a little protective of that kind of stuff. I don't know if you've read the news lately. People are getting shot for playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Or, ringing the wrong doorbell.
Yeah.
Going to somebody's house and realizing you're at the wrong house.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, should I start knocking on people's doors asking if this is their dog?
Rally the community together at 8:30 in the morning.
But it's also like, nobody's home.
Yeah.
I don't know my neighborhood that well. But I know that most people leave for work around that time
because
I
sense,
see them or they're dropping their kids off at school or something. So 913-586-7798. Yeah. What should I have done? Saw a dog. He looked missing. Was going to help him. Ran into somebody else's backyard. I didn't chase him. I just was like, somehow this is going to end well for the dog.
And I have to get to work.
And then got a notification a couple hours later. Yeah, and that was the other thing. I was like, I don't have all day to be chasing this dog around. I need to get to work. I guess I could have been like, hey, I have to work from home today because...
Well, it would have been funny if you had said... Because what we would have done is starting at 10 o'clock, you would have been live from whatever device.
Yeah.
As you look for this dog.
As I'm looking for the dog.
This would have been the show until you found
puffing
this dog.
Puffing and puffing.
Yes. Yeah. Is there like a third option? Is there a...
Somebody said I should have called animal control.
Okay.
That's a
good idea.
He's microchipped, so I guess they wouldn't have put him down.
No. Oh, no. They would just have him take him somewhere and
I'll be honest with you, that didn't even occur to me.
Okay.
That's
a good option.
Animal control.
That you could do. I don't know that I'm attempting to catch the dog.
No.
I don't know that I'm chasing after the dog. Because again, what are you going to do with it then?
That was the problem too, is it was small enough where I could have caught it and everything, but it's also small enough where it's wily, you know? Like, it's not, it could get away easily. It can go underneath stuff. I'm not chasing that. A 43-year-old man. I've got a bad back. I'm not chasing
your
this dog.
Your hips hurt if you go chase it around the neighborhood.
Yes.
This is why your kids, maybe go get your kids out of school and be like, let's go make this activity today.
Yeah. Henry, come home and chase this dumb dog around the neighborhood with me.
Yeah, I for sure I'm not going on someone else's property. I'm not doing that. I guess you could have posted a message. Could you posted a message in the community? Saying, hey, there's a dog.
From the text line, called the number and told them the last place you saw the dog. So I did respond to them on the Ring app and said, like, hey, I saw the dog and gave the address around the area I saw him. They thought it had just been missing for the last hour, which is concerning.
Oh, God.
But they but that was like at 8:45 this morning when I saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, put a collar on your dog. Put something on, even if they're microchipped. Mm-hmm. That's great, but put something on your dog so if somebody sees them.
They should have a collar.
Yeah, have
like,
a collar.
I'm sorry. It should have a collar.
That puts with a phone number on it or something.
We
so you can
found
call.
A cat one time that didn't have a collar on, and it was at a point where we were like, oh, we like cats. And so the cat lived with us for a month until we saw somebody posted a picture of missing cat.
And you're like, oh, we've had him.
Oh, and we honestly were like, let's not tell him. Like, yeah.
Too bad your cat got away.
Well, the cat was really malnourished. Like, we were like, I don't want to give the cat back to these people. I don't think they're taking very good care of him. Mm-hmm. But then they saw him in our window and were like, that's our cat.
Yeah, put a collar on your dog.
Yeah.
Put something on that so that it's identifiable. So that way, you don't have to take it to wherever to have the microchip scan.
Well, in the Ring post, they said the dog is wearing a collar.
You said you did not see such
it was,
collar.
There was no collar on the dog.
Okay.
No
so
collar
maybe
on
they
it.
Thought. They, or wanted
it,
you
it,
to
or
think
it wrangled
that,
out of it.
Does that happen?
Yeah. Dogs can get out of collars. You don't know this?
My vast experience with dogs was the 2 weeks that I had the foster. So, no, I didn't know that about dogs.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's great.
People are being actually very kind on the text line. I was surprised
shocking.
By that. Yeah. I'm used to opening the text line when we do things like this and just having
you
one.
You should have called off for the day and gone
what
and chased
the monster. Yeah.
A fox could have gotten the dog.
Do you think we would have missed you, really? You could be looking for this dog. Let's go to Kathy and KCK. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, yeah, hello.
Hi.
I would have jumped in there in a New York minute to rescue that dog.
Okay.
You would have gone in a stranger's backyard.
Yes, 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 yes. The stranger isn't there. I'm there. The dog is there. I'd go get it. If anybody questioned me, I'd say, yeah, here's the situation. I'll explain it. Call the police. I'll tell the police the same thing. So,
Did you say you didn't know somebody was home at that house, or you did, it wasn't clear?
I don't know if anybody was home.
Okay. Nobody, you never know.
That was my other thing. It was I didn't know. I was going to think about, should I knock on the neighbor's doors and say, hey, I think your dog's missing. But it didn't look like anybody was home in the two houses where this dog was. And in fact, based on where this person was posting from, I don't think the dog, I think the dog was very lost. Like it was nowhere near where it was supposed to be. So let me ask you, Kathy, the dog doesn't have a collar. What do you do after you catch it?
Well, let's put it this way. The dog probably knew his way home.
How do you know? It could be a brand new adoption.
Or take it to one of the shelters. You know, they'll find its owner.
All right.
But I would have rescued an animal. I sure would. I sure would.
Is we're a bad person?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's beyond dispute. Wow, the silence is deafening. Thanks,
Kathy.
She
doesn't know what to say.
Thanks, Kathy.
She doesn't know what to say. I think Kathy is the exception.
Most people would not
to the
have
rule
done that.
Here.
I'm going to take it to the shelter and say, hey, Jamie, I can't do the show today.
Right. Yeah. We would have.
Hey, welcome
back. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. on your 4 hours of sleep that you've had or whatever. I mean, I would have said you can go do that, but yes, we're putting that app on your phone that you can broadcast live from your phone until you're done with this little fiasco.
From the text line, ring alert. Some crazy old lady is in my yard chasing a dog.
Yes.
Hey, I got an update on the dog. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that in a minute on midday.
He didn't chase it. He didn't go after the dog that ran into somebody's backyard. He just let it go.
I took a step towards it. It ran away from me, turned around, barked, and then ran off into somebody's backyard. There's an update on the dog. The update is that it has been found safe and sound. They even thanked me, by the way, for giving them an update on where I saw.
Even though when you saw them, when you gave them the update was several hours after you actually saw
them. Here's what I said.
Them.
I saw him this morning while I was walking back, dropping my son off at school. It was around 8:45 a.m. Tried to get him to come to me, but he ran to the backyard of another house. I didn't have a collar on. Sorry. I feel like I could have done more, but I thought he was going home.
Put a collar on your dog.
Which I did also think. And they just said, oh, thank you for letting us know. We found him. Yeah. So there you go. Get off my case, Kathy.
Quentin pointed out, too, what if it would have bitten you? What if it had something? What if it had gotten feisty?
Little dogs are much more aggressive than big dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then you would have had to bring him here. We would have had him here. Heaven only knows where he'd go.
We would have spent the entire show trying to get the person to come up here and get their dumb dog.
Yes. Yeah. Using all of our resources for that
worst
to happen.
Worst mascot ever.
All right. Mm-hmm. Coming up, the porn age verification thing, sending people to shadier sites. The morning tune that'll help you to live to be 100. You want to live to be 100? There you go. And Southwest Airlines has some weird new rules for their cockpit doors. They're actually common sense. We'll talk about that next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards.
Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.